Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Hit a fizzle.
That was each starring for his new role in Cum Gargler 7.
Yeah, y'all didn't know. These bills ain't gonna pay themselves.
Oh, chill. What's going on, everybody? It's another week.
Yeah,
and you know what that means. It's another week and another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast.
Ugh.
The absolute supreme pinnacle of podcasting.
Yeah.
What does that mean? The best motherfucking podcast on the world. The best podcast known to man.
Mm-hmm.
And ape. Exactly. Shout out to the Alpha Phi Alpha.
Shout out to Peter. Shout out to Peter OG, though. My nigga.
Wow.
Hey, he puts his first and last name everywhere. Everybody knows.
Yeah. Africans, they have like.
Yeah, they
did you notice how like all Ghanaians' name is Nana? I'm up to you, nigga.
Yeah, them niggas are
Nana. I'm up on you, niggas.
Like, how the fuck?
Somebody got to explain that to me.
Yeah.
A lot of you Ghanaians' name is Nana.
Yeah.
Somebody explain that to me.
Somebody's lying. Fucking lying.
And while I'm at it, who really has the best jollof in all the African nations? And don't say your nation because that's cheating.
Exactly.
Be real. Who has the best jollof
other than yours?
I've had Nigerian jollof and I've had Ghanaian jollof.
I've only had Nigerian.
So far, Ghanaian jollof is winning.
Really?
So far.
Okay. I've only had Nigerian, so.
Yeah.
Speaking of Africans, y'all, you seen this shit with the churches and shit? How they've been wilding the fuck out.
We'll get to that.
I didn't want to, I mean, I know we're like, you know, fuck it. But yeah. Like, did you see how the pastor died?
Yeah.
And in order for her to be resurrected, offering time. Like, they could have just said offering time.
Yeah, just
church.
Why can't it just be? It's the time.
All praise come of thee, O Lord.
Come of thee, O Lord.
Come on now.
It's time to give.
Put your dollar in the air and pray. What is wrong with you?
Hold up. Why do we need to bamboozle niggas into giving? It's in there.
Obviously, the niggas weren't trying to give.
To give is in the Bible. It's in there. It's written out.
So
you don't need to bamboozle niggas with a fake
You gotta scam them. If you haven't seen this video, there's a pastor or
the Lord didn't say, thou shalt give and scam a little. Like...
And scammeth thy neighbor.
Scammeth thy neighbor.
Like, there's a video of a pastor. She was on the floor, or I don't know if she was the pastor or whoever was the pastor. But in order for this woman to be resurrected, the church had to donate. So people were coming up to her and just putting dollars on her lifeless, full of life body.
On her lifeless, breathing body.
On her lifeless, breathing body. And the more dollars they put, the more she started to, like, move her head.
She's like, I saw her say thank you a couple times. Yeah. Like, ain't you supposed to be dead, bitch?
She opened her eyes and said, thanks, Dolores. And, like, what the hell? It was.
I'll see you next week, Kathy.
These Nigerian churches. I don't know if they're actually Nigerian. I'm gonna just blame it on the niggas. These Nigerian.
Y'all
churches.
The most popular Africans, so y'all gonna have to
exactly.
Get,
so you gonna take the brunt. You take the brunt of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they be like the other joint when the girl with the woman, and they were trying to rid her of her STDs. or whatever.
Oh,
you see that one?
The pastor like prayed like, on the
and they were like
yeah, prayed over her and just
throwing water at her pussy,
holy water at her vagina.
Yeah, it was all bad.
At her cooch.
I don't know. African church needs to be banned. Y'all niggas need to go to church online because
they need to just get TD Jakes DVDs.
Yeah, right. Just a bunch of Joel Osteen DVDs from like 99.
Word up.
Like y'all need to get the old Christianity, all right?
The old Christianity, the old faith.
The old faith. Y'all need the Old Testament.
And you only get to listen to Kirk Franklin's first album.
Exactly.
Do you want a revolution? That's all they listen to.
Y'all do not need to be updated on nothing.
Y'all not getting no
it's all bad, bro.
He saw the best in me. Y'all don't know yeah. Marvin Sapp.
No, Mike Todd or whatever his name is.
No Ty Tribbett. Yeah, we're getting our gospel bag.
Yeah, no Donnie McClurkin.
None of that.
No Ernest Pugh, Marvin Sapp.
All you get is motherfucking Yolanda Adams.
Her first album. BB and CeCe Winans, their first album. Yeah. You only get the first album from everybody.
And it's fair enough because those albums are GOAT albums.
Yeah, they're pretty damn good, actually.
Yo, Yolanda. Alone in the room. It's just me and you. Am I supposed to jack off or pray? This sounds mad sensual.
That was that Tyler Perry gospel. That's why. Niggas are smoking weed and praying.
Tyler.
He just put on his last stage show, by the way. Like, I think they went on tour. It was the last, like.
You're lying.
Yeah, the last play that he's doing.
I thought that was years ago he stopped doing that.
No, I think it was just recently.
So he's never doing any more stage plays again?
Yeah, he's done with the stage plays. He's only doing movies.
Now, listen.
Because he never really officially stopped doing plays. So I think this last one was kind of like his retirement tour.
His like farewell.
Well deserved because he definitely put on for the culture.
His Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade season type John.
Yeah.
Like, let me say it. Like, listen, all right. With regards to Tyler Perry, all right. I've slandered him a lot over the years. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so.
Of course, because yeah, he definitely earned it.
He's put out a lot of garbage. Mm. And it's duly noted, and it is deserved to be called such. But I'm telling you, when he first came out, Tyler.
Just come out, Ty.
When he first came out with them plays, the plays were fire. Mm-hmm. And they were consistently fire.
No, I was about to say, yeah, he didn't really
even
put out
even despite stage. When he was putting out the movie garbage,
yeah.
the plays were still really good.
They were still good, yep.
Really good. And sometimes they had the cliches like the very obvious Christian overtones and the singing and the they always go into that lesson. See, y'all kids don't know nothing about today. They had that praise break. See, when I was young, you had to tell a lady you loved her.
With the bad wig and the microphone.
I'm like, shut up, bitch. Y'all had motherfucking.
Shut up, bitch.
Niggas had whole families across town. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you wouldn't find out till the nigga died.
Can we talk about how easy it was to cheat back in the day?
Shout out
to all our grandfathers.
Shout out to Grandpa.
I know my grandpa was cheating.
Oh.
I'm not going to say
I know
that.
For a fact.
I know.
Mazda, how you think I'm light-skinned? Yeah. How you think I'm mixed?
Yeah. I know. I don't know about my grandfather, but I know my uncles and them. I know they was getting it in.
Nah, I know my grandpa was a player.
Hell yeah, bro.
100,000%.
Oh, your grandfather?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know my grandfather. 1,000%.
You know my grandfather.
He definitely had a couple STDs.
Oh. Niggas didn't even know what it was.
For sure.
Oh, well, I wouldn't.
He's like, oh, baby, it's just love juice. You don't got to worry about that.
Love juice? That's ingrown hair. What the fuck are you talking about?
He was like, I'm going to just do a random name. Petey? Petey? Yeah, baby. My coochie's burning. Well, yeah, love is a hot sensation.
That's how you get
Why you always got music playing, Petey?
Because
all I hear is music. All I hear is music when I speak to you, baby.
Oh man, it was too easy back in the day. But niggas really did have like
easy access.
Live with one family, and then hey, baby, I'm going to work at the factory, and then go fuck the white woman across the street.
I'm working at the lug nut farm. The lug. Just some shit.
Because
that's how it works.
I work at the.
Unfortunately for the black women back in the day, they couldn't really be independent, so they had to just put up whatever horse shit our grandfathers and uncles told them. You think that nobody knew about no fucking lug nut factory? Hey, baby, I'm going to work the weekend. It's a lug nut factory conference in Ohio. I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back in 10 days.
Whole time, niggas around the corner.
That nigga's down the street.
There was no iPhone back then.
With a whole new family and dog. Mm-hmm. And dog.
It's a lot more common than you think.
Well, hell yeah.
And but to this day, black men don't cheat, so that ain't our problem.
Yeah, I don't know. All the niggas is Dominican.
Get okay,
grandpapa.
Yeah. Oh man.
Welcome to this podcast.
This is another episode
of Not That Serious.
Episode 61.
61.
We got our boy Vino Monty. Yeah.
Lamont in the building.
What's good?
What's up?
What's going on, bro?
You know, I'm chilling. About to graduate from school finally.
Oh yeah, you're pharmacy, right?
Yeah, pharmacy. It's been a long time coming, but
legal drug dealers.
Yeah, legal drug dealers.
That's a lit job to have.
Yeah.
So you want to work in like the convenience stores or like?
Yeah, you'll just find me in like CVS, Walgreens,
bullshit
up the street.
I feel
running
you.
Shit.
Yeah, that's lit.
Yeah, you know,
that's lit. So what do you do? Like y'all just like you just want to like separate the drugs? Like do you want to like prepare
do them?
Oh, you're saying like what do they do?
What the fuck do they do? That's my question. What do them niggas do?
All right, so what they do is they get the order in from the doctor, and then they look at
the prescription.
Oh yeah, obviously they're looking at the prescription.
Yeah,
and then they look at like the other drugs that the people are taking, make sure there's no interactions, look at the disease, and make sure it's like the right dose and the right amount, and that's pretty much it.
Okay,
just make sure you don't die. Sounds like a glorified picker.
Basically,
it's kind of like a glorified picker, but the doctors don't really know like what they're giving.
They don't know like the side effects and shit?
Yeah, they don't know the side effects and they don't know the other drugs you're taking because you could have multiple doctors. Like, you got a specialist over here, another one over here.
Yeah.
So if you're filling at one pharmacy or if the pharmacies are connected, you can see like the side effects or any interactions because some like interactions could kill you. But, you know, the doctor might not know that.
It's true.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, that's the one thing you learned today, because now it's back to the mess.
Now it's back to the bullshit.
Back to the bullshit.
What do we have? Oh, well, not back to...
Before we start
not the
anything.
Bullshit, yeah.
Before we start anything.
Yeah.
Before we start anything.
Go ahead.
Shout out to everybody who's been supporting us. Shout out to all the listeners.
Yeah.
Supporters of the podcast. Everybody who's been buying merch. There are finally more merch designs are coming. I promise you.
Yeah.
I've finally started to work on some. Mm. Some are it's coming down the pipeline, people.
Yeah. Some are already made. We just haven't released it yet.
Yep. So it's coming.
Don't worry about it.
You'll
be all right. We want to make sure shit is cool. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, we're growing every day.
Absolutely.
Now to start off, we're gonna start off with a rest in peace to the legendary John Singleton.
Absolutely.
A very prominent figure in the black cinema, producer, writer. Did he direct too?
Mainly a director.
Producer, writer. Anything you wanted to do in film, he did it.
Yeah.
Very instrumental and a pioneer in telling our stories as black people in cinema. He had a stroke, I believe, and then went into a coma.
Yeah, it was like a really
bad
stroke.
He passed away.
Yeah.
51 years old.
That's young.
Mm-hmm. Which is very scary because he's very, very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, like he's a legend. Like Boys in the Hood. What else?
Baby Boy.
That was Four Brothers.
Yeah, Four Brothers.
Higher Learning.
Yep.
I believe Poetic Justice.
Yep, Poetic Justice.
Man, a lot of shit, man.
He did a lot.
He was producing for Snowfall, that TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have a favorite John Singleton movie they want to talk about?
Let me bring up the list so I don't leave anything out. But just to say, Baby Boy is a fucking classic. Like,
yeah, a lot of people like talking shit.
We only
clowning because we see it so much.
Niggas only started clowning it because we saw it so much.
But when it first started coming on BET, I was watching it every chance I got.
That's true.
Like, every time, every chance I got, I was watching that shit because it was such a good movie. But, excuse me.
I'm going to say Four Brothers.
Shaft, Hustle, and Flow.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm looking it up right now. Oh, he did Hustle and Flow, too.
Black Snake Moan.
Yeah, that was a good one. Let's see. Mm. He did Woo.
I too, love, listen.
Too Fast, Too Furious?
Listen.
Yeah, he did the Too Fast, Too Furious.
I love Woo. That movie with Jada Pinkett Smith?
Yeah, that's
Jada. That was my movie. It's, yeah. It was a piece of shit. But that was my movie. I love Woo.
It was a piece of shit.
It was.
Well, he wasn't the director. He was just a producer for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he wasn't the director for that one. He was the director for Too Fast, Too Furious, though. Mm. Four Brothers was really good.
That very underrated stuff on movie, Four Brothers.
Four Brothers is my favorite.
Enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, I think that might be my favorite.
That's crazy. That's my
favorite. He did Rosewood, too. If you haven't seen Rosewood, that's a really good movie. Have y'all seen that?
No, I never saw it.
Rosewood. It's about like a small town in Florida, I believe, and it takes place during slavery. So it's like I can't remember everything about it, but I saw it like a long time ago. I haven't seen it. I've only seen it one time, but I just know it was really good. That was a dope movie. Higher Learning. Yeah, I think I would say Too Fast, Too Furious. Or no, yeah, probably Four Brothers.
Yeah, Four Brothers 100%.
Yeah.
That's like the only time I've ever rooted for a white guy in a fight versus a black dude.
That was one of Andre 3000's better performances as an actor.
Yeah.
He did really good in that.
Yeah.
Tyrese did very well. Also, we got to credit John Singleton for, if it wasn't for him, we might not be able to see Tupac acting. He's very instrumental in, like, Tupac acting in movies because of Poetic Justice and getting him started with that.
True.
So we might not be able to see that side of Tupac without John Singleton. Yeah, so.
Very true.
Because, honestly, when you think of black directors, like, it's two names that come to your mind instantly. Spike Lee, John Singleton. Mm-hmm. 1A, 1B, really, honestly. And we lost a legend today. Well, not today, but a couple days ago, and rest in peace, blessings to his friends and family and loved ones, and hopefully we continue to live through his legacy and uphold what he does with the next crop of filmmakers. I'm looking at you, Jordan Peele. I'm looking at you, Ryan Coogler. So
yeah,
we're on a good pace up from where he started.
Yeah, for sure.
So, one last time, rest in peace to John Singleton.
Facts. Damn, I don't like starting these shits off.
It's rough, but you know, it has to be done. Like, you always gotta pay tribute, man. Because you don't pay respect, you don't pay tribute. You find it like you're like a headless chicken, man. You don't know where you're going.
Yeah, honestly, a headless chicken.
Dead ass.
Yeah,
like you just don't know. You just you're misguided. There's no direction. You feel me?
It's true.
Lost enough. As I sip this,
The sponsor.
Shout out to the sponsor, the long lost sponsor, for sure. Jack. But I have this dastardly concoction. I don't know what's this going to do to my insides later. Yeah. We got Honey Jack, Wawa Raspberry Iced Tea, with a splish blast of Peach Red Bull.
It'll be fine.
As I'm saying it out loud, it sounds like a horrible.
Yeah, when you said it out loud.
When I say it out loud, it sounds like a
horrible. When I thought about it, I was like,
a horrid idea, but it actually tastes very good.
Nigga drinking it with his pinky out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
But, man. Yeah,
RIP. Where are we starting off?
Now, something that wasn't. That should be celebrated that hasn't been celebrated as much as it should be celebrated. Mm. Today was the 20th anniversary of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, oh. Nigga,
that is like,
oh yes, because today's May 1st, right?
May 1st, yes, and it started May 1st, 1999. So,
wow.
First of all, the fact that 99 was 20 years ago is crazy.
How old were we in 99? 6.
Yeah.
I was seven.
I was seven. Old ass nigga. Old ass nigga. But yeah,
6 years old.
Definitely the most popular cartoon of our childhood.
100%,
without a doubt.
100%. The most popular cartoon of the past decade.
Yeah.
Since 2000. Of
since
this
then, yeah. Since
really,
it came
of
out.
This millennium.
Yeah.
So far, I don't think I've ever seen any cartoon ever
transcend the way
SpongeBob has.
Yeah.
Like, a generation of kids.
Yeah. What was the director's name again? The one that passed away?
Dan...
He was on the spot.
I have Dan Schneider in my head, but I don't
know. No, that's the creep.
Yeah, that's the weird one.
Spot, hold on, I'm going to look at it right now.
Oh, my goodness. Was it Dan? Was it Dan? No. What's his name, Dan?
I think it was... It might be Dan.
Why is it...
Was that dude?
Steven Hillenburg.
Steven Hillenburg, yes.
Steven Hillenburg.
I don't know why I was saying Dan.
Yeah. Steven Hillenburg. But,
yeah, rest in peace to him, too.
Rest in peace.
But... He gave us a great show.
One of the greatest... And it's like... It's really good.
What's your favorite SpongeBob episode? I know that's hard. And it's very broad.
I'll say the imagination box.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a good one.
That's the one for me.
Yeah.
I think my favorite one might be Sweet Victory when they sung the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Bubble Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was good.
It's between that one and the Man Ray.
Yeah, that was the shit right there.
Nah, so when he was doing the ID thing with Patrick.
Oh, yeah. So this is your wallet. No, so this is your ID.
Yes. So your name's Patrick Star, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And this is your ID.
Yes.
I found this ID in this wallet. So by that stream of logic, this would be your wallet. I can't argue against that. Then take it. It's not mine.
That shit was hilarious, bro. I'm crying. Tears.
And there's like a SpongeBob quote for everything.
Everything.
And it's still making new episodes.
Yeah, they still have new episodes.
This fucking day.
Yeah, they're a little different, but it's for the kids.
Yeah,
for the kids.
I think I could probably watch some of it now if I really wanted to.
Yeah,
watch
if you really wanted to.
But it's not. It don't hit the same because I was a different time,
different
you know,
direction,
whatever.
All of that.
But like, do y'all think this will? It could end up being the most iconic cartoon of all time.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like past
because
Simpsons.
Before this it was just Mickey Mouse.
I'm talking like cartoons period, like past
that's
Simpsons level.
Oh, really?
South Park level.
If it keeps going.
Family Guy level.
Because it's been 20 years.
I'd
so.
Say as a kid's cartoon, yeah, but because those are...
Oh,
like,
kid's cartoon was already there.
Yeah,
it's done.
It's
that's
there,
done.
So
it's,
like,
top, it's top five cartoons of all time. Already.
Yeah. What's your top five like animated shows ever?
Gotta go Simpsons, Family Guy.
You're preferential.
You no, know. Well, even so.
Okay.
Even preference-wise, I still think those two... Because I've seen... Like, if you watch... I didn't watch The Simpsons a lot... But I've seen a lot of funny ass episodes of The Simpsons that are just like outrageously true. Funny.
I've never seen myself like
it's funny.
At the Simpsons. Like,
it's
never...
funny. I would say The Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park, SpongeBob, American Dad.
American Dad is way too low on that fucking list.
No, I didn't. That was no order. That was no order.
I'm gonna go South Park. American Dad, Family Guy.
Y'all watch Bob's Burgers, by the way?
Ooh. Bob's Burgers is
Bob's
very
Burgers
good.
Is coming up. That
very good.
Fire.
It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. What's another one?
Where does the Boondocks stand in that?
Damn, never mind. I got to redo my whole
shit.
Shit.
Oh.
I don't even know if that.
That shit was great.
Does that shit even count? God damn. That was like, yeah, it was animated.
Yeah, and it was like
shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, if the Boondocks is in there, I'd have to take out the Simpsons.
Okay,
out the Simpsons.
I'm not mad at that at all.
Because I watched American Dad way more than I watched the Simpsons.
American Dad is fucking great,
but I know it's in terms of like top five, like realistically.
Yeah,
Simpsons is in there. American Dad is
numbers. Like, absolutely.
Yeah, American Dad.
I'd probably take out Family Guy if I was going to add in.
Boondocks?
Boondocks, yeah.
Really? But Family Guy is...
Family Guy had like a good run, but then... It just fell off for me.
It's kind of picking back up. I've been watching it.
Family Guy is iconic, bro.
Family Guy is iconic.
Iconic. Like, that's iconic. A classic.
But I enjoy American Dad more.
100% more.
Oh, just from Steven alone.
Steven, oh my. His
and then
singing?
And then Roger on his own. Amazing.
Roger could have his own show.
They both could have their own shows.
I just easily. A show with just them two.
Stan could too, because Stan's fucking hilarious.
Stan's great.
They're all great.
All of them.
Even the fish.
The fish.
Right. Klaus.
Klaus is, yes. Yeah, all of them. But yeah. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I would take out Simpsons if I had to, if I put Boondocks in there, yeah, so.
Now, all right, so we did a regular cartoon. So, were y'all like, was it, all right, when y'all were younger, was it Nickelodeon, Disney, or Cartoon Network?
Well, I didn't have cable, so.
Broke boy,
yeah, that's him.
So I didn't have Disney.
I didn't fuck with Disney either.
I didn't fuck with it because I didn't have it.
I had it, but I was like, fuck this.
Didn't have it. Only way I could watch it was on Saturday mornings when it came on ABC. Mm-hmm. So I would watch. I would only be up early enough to watch Recess, and then the Weekenders.
The Weekenders.
So I would watch Recess, the Weekenders, and then Power Rangers would come on after one of those. And I'll watch a little bit of that. But my favorite was always Nickelodeon. Cartoon Network was cool because it was Dexter's Lab.
Cartoon Network had that heat, man. I'm playing Devil's Advocate,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it had that heat.
I'm going to play Devil's Advocate.
Dexter's Lab, Ed, Edd n Eddy, and Powderpuff Girls carried that network.
Boom. Not done. Like, not done.
Oh, no, I'm not done.
Johnny
yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah, Johnny Bravo, yes.
Johnny Bravo.
Cow and Chicken. Cow and Chicken, yeah.
Woo!
A show that wasn't for kids. Wasn't by any nah. by no by stretch no, of the imagination
at all, not even a little bit, not even a little bit, not yeah, even a little
not
bit,
not even in
any fucking. Then you want to get into the deep cuts, mm-hmm. like motherfucking Freakazoid,
woo,
Wainhead,
oh Wainhead? My god,
oh wait, man,
wasn't Wainhead on WB? What
that was? No, yeah, that was WB.
I saw it on Cartoon Network before
really?
Too.
Wainhead was WB.
WB was Wainhead and Animaniacs.
Yeah, it was. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And they had some Freakazoid, so maybe it overlapped.
And Freakazoid was on WB.
Yeah, they overlapped.
They had Batman too. Or not Batman. Yeah.
Yo, you know what I was watching one day?
Who was Batman?
Yeah. Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond.
That shit is tough.
Yeah.
Go back and watch that when y'all get a chance.
But Batman, you know what made Beyond. Me think of deep cuts from Cartoon Network, nigga. Nickelodeon had the deep cuts. Invader Zim, motherfucking Rocko's Modern Life,
yeah.
Ren and Stimpy,
yes.
Also true. Not for kids at all.
No, that wasn't even close.
Oh, not even close. Not there's even. Actually an X-rated version of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like there's an adult version.
No, no. We want to talk about deep cuts? Our Real Monsters.
Oh, nigga, you want to talk? No.
Kablam!
You know, you want to talk about a deep cut, nigga? Did you ever see My Brother and Me?
No.
On Nickelodeon?
Mm-mm.
That was before Tyena.
I remember Tyena.
Not animated, but still a show on there.
Oh,
There was some shit on there.
How about more deep cuts on motherfucking Cartoon Network? Whatever happened to Robot Jones?
Oh, fire. My God.
Whatever happened to Robot Jones?
That was literally
Billy and Mandy.
That Robot Jones was the Napoleon Dynamite of animated shows.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck?
Motherfucking Chowder.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Kids. Nigga, I'm not playing with y'all niggas, dog.
Oh, Foster.
I'm not playing with y'all niggas.
Dog. Samurai Jack.
Yeah, we were just watching that.
We were just watching that shit. Nigga.
But no, Foster's what was it?
Flapjack.
Foster's Home. Yeah.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Kids. Yeah.
Fucking.
That was. Flapjack was crazy. Damn.
Then the new shit they got is tough too. Like motherfucking Gumball.
Bro.
Gumball is really.
Gumball's on Flapjack. Flapjack walked.
Both,
so Gumball.
Both,
so Gumball could run.
Yes. Both Teen Titans. The old one.
I love the new Teen
and
Titans.
And the new ones.
I hate when people say they don't like the new shit.
Nah, the new
just don't watch, nigga.
You
don't watch.
You actually had to watch.
You gotta watch
it's
that shit. Because all the episodes are actually connected.
Yes. And they like. It's like it's watching it for little kids, but they have shit for like the adults. Like
what?
They're talking about property investments in one
all
episode.
The time.
I'm like, yo,
all
hold
time,
on, I can get in on
all the time. They talk about credit on there.
Yes.
Oh, they talk about everything on there. It's so funny.
What else is on
Cartoon Network? There's so many. There's so many good shows, bro. We even say Rugrats, Hey Arnold.
Yeah, that's classic.
That's classic.
Hey Arnold is the fucking GOAT. Yo, that's GOAT cartoon.
Speaking of Hey Arnold, you know what? Maybe never not skip school. I miss
just the one chance that,
that one episode when Gerald and Arnold skipped school
and they had a horrible time.
They had a horrible time because they were dodging everybody in the city, and then at the school they were having a carnival.
Yes,
son, I can count on my hand how many times I missed school, and I never skipped school just because I didn't want to go.
And I could never get out of it because my dad was...
Yeah, first of all, my parents, they wouldn't let me not go.
They was the type of niggas, like, if you acted like you were sick, they would do that. You know that trick? They would be like, oh, just go and see if you can make it through the day. If you can't make it by lunchtime...
And my dumb ass
I'll come
it.
Get you.
My dumb ass
they'll never come school. Get me. Nope. Ever.
Speaking of that, did y'all ever get sick in school? Like, did you ever not make it? Because I did.
Sick? No. Never got sick in school.
Nah, I made it. I always made it.
Nigga. I pissed myself in school before.
This one time. You pissed yourself?
Yeah. It was
you was grade. One of them niggas?
First grade, yeah.
You did it on purpose or you just had to pee that bad?
No, because she wouldn't let me and I couldn't. I had to go. She refused to let me.
And
I said, all right.
All right, bitch.
Like, I wasn't doing it. I wasn't doing it trying to be defined, like, ha-ha, now clean up my pee. I just could not hold it anymore. Yeah. And she was on some shit where she was like, you cannot go. And I was like, oh, my God. Well, fuck. Here it is.
This is in Burlington City?
Township.
Township?
Yeah.
Who was the teacher?
My ride or die forever. She was the only beef I ever had with her. But she's my favorite teacher to this motherfucking day. Mrs. Hayes in first grade.
Wow.
I remember I was going back in high school. I would go back and read to the students in her class.
Wow.
Because I loved her. So she's so great.
Wow.
That was the only beef I ever had with her.
She's still around? Have you, like...
Lately, I have not gone. I should... I don't know if she remembers.
Check up
me.
On her.
But I don't
she
remember...
She definitely remembers.
She will remember.
Teachers remember people.
She remembered everybody.
Because I went to the town... I went to the township game during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers there remembered me, and I didn't remember them.
Nigga, we forgot about Courage the school. Cowardly fucking dog.
That's next level, my nigga. That's
Kids Next Door.
Oh, my God. Yo, Kids Next...
Ben 10.
That show was trash.
Ben 10 was
trash. It was me. Can we stop?
Total Drama Island.
That was funny.
My gym partner's a monkey. Camp Laszlo.
Camp Laz, that's an underrated show right there.
Space Goes Coast to Coast.
What's that?
You don't remember that the late night, the OG.
Space Goes Coast to Coast.
Yeah. Y'all gonna remember Space Goes Coast to Coast.
Oh, I hated that show. I was too young.
It was too young.
If you don't know, look it up. If you don't know, look it up. You'll know exactly what it is. It's the show with Harvey Birdman. It's the show with Harvey Birdman. I didn't get it. It was too advanced for me. If I watched it now, I'd probably be cracking the fuck up.
Oh, it was so
good. Did y'all ever watch the one show on Adult Swim called Home Videos?
I love it. Home Movies? Home Movies.
Trash.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Fucking trash.
That shit is fucking amazing.
I haven't
fucking
seen it in like 15
trash. Years. That was one of the shows when it came on, I knew it was way past my bedtime. No. Like, I was about to start crying because I couldn't go to sleep. Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Have you ever stayed up so late when you were little, you got scared?
Like, oh, damn. I'm not supposed to be up now. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep.
And then you go in your parents' room.
I'm not doing this, bro. That show was great.
I can't sleep. And then your parents be like, close your eyes, nigga. Like, and then you go back and watch Home Movies, or Home Videos, whatever.
Oh, I watched it all the way through, and I loved it all.
Fuck that.
Oh, man.
But
I was home watching Moral.
Moral. Yeah, I'm staying up, bro. I caught all them Adult Swim shits. Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Moral Oral, Super Jail.
The Squid Billies.
Super Jail. Squid Billies.
Nigga, motherfucking all that Robot shit. Chicken. That's a classic right there.
Robot Chicken, classic. The Oblongs.
Oblongs was a good one.
Motherfucking Mission Hill.
Mission Hill.
All that shit. Mission Hill is the one where it had a little short room, but I liked it. Mm. It was the big brother and the little brother came to visit him in the city and he started living with him.
Never
saw that one. It's fine.
I'm sure somebody listened to
it. But you know, deep cuts. That's all I know.
Super deep cut. Damn, I was about to mention the show and I don't remember what I was going to say.
But Adult Swim was and is the shit.
I'm still taking Nickelodeon over Cartoon Network though. It just had the shit, bro.
Yeah,
Rugrats.
It had the most iconic.
First of all,
Wild Thornberries, Rocket Power.
When y'all saw the Rugrats movie and Tommy started cussing out Dill.
Oh, he wanted to throw away his responsibility?
Nigga. When I tell you, I almost cried. I don't know how I didn't cry.
I
felt the pain in my throat. Like, I'm about to cry. Like, 12-year-old me. Watching the orange tape in my room,
and I'm watching that as a big brother. Whoo!
I felt it.
I'm like, sometimes I want to throw away my responsibility.
I felt every piece of my heart.
I was looking at my little sister like, you fucking bitch,
fucking cunt.
Looking at him like Michael Jordan,
fucking cunt. You motherfucking cunt. You're not gonna come in here and steal my shine. You fucking prick.
You fucking,
I can't believe this shit. You think you can do this shit to me?
I'll put cases on all you bitches.
Oh, man.
I was ready to fucking rub my sister out, wipe her out, boy. It was a lot of times. I was like, if I just
kill her, she won't be here anymore.
If I just murder her to death,
she won't have. I won't have to worry about
anything. I can have all the cookies. But I'm glad I didn't do it. I love you, sis.
Yeah, good thing you didn't.
Love you.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Jazz.
Yeah, shout out to her. We gotta get her back on.
Yeah, we do.
Her pothead ass.
Yeah, Cracky McCrack.
Cracky McCrack.
Cracky McDope Fiend.
I don't know where we're going.
We spent 20 minutes, 30 minutes just talking about cartoons. I'm very
sorry. It was well deserved. We haven't done it before.
I know somebody's gonna hit me like, yo, this podcast is mad and cohesive.
Fuck you. I don't care.
Yeah, man.
I don't care. You knew what it was when you signed up.
It's like a girl that had been with a nigga for 4 years and still waiting to get married. But you knew he was a shit when you signed up.
Yeah, you knew that wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you stole this nigga from somebody else. Alicia Keys said that. I feel like people don't acknowledge that enough.
What?
The fact that Alicia Keys is a home wrecker. Yeah.
And they're happy, though.
That changes things?
I mean, she still talks to the other the ex-wife.
Right? Does that make it worse or better?
I think that makes it better.
That brings up one of those moral conundrums. Is it is it wrong to go for what's yours? But you're going to be breaking up something.
Yeah.
But are you breaking up a happy home? I don't know. Because he seems really happy now. Swiss seems very happy.
He is, but
is it worth going for your happiness if it means you're shitting on the happiness of another person?
I don't know, man. It's not fair to the other person at all.
It's not, but two people are happy
rather than one.
One person is sad.
Yeah, but I guess if that happens, that just means that person that you were with wasn't the person for you anyway, right?
That's a cop out sometimes for people that
it is.
Don't want to be loyal and stick it out, but I mean, that could be true. See, it's one of those things where it's like, you don't know, like,
and everything happens for a reason. On top of that,
but that's never nobody's gonna ever look at Alicia Keys like that because she's fucking Alicia Keys.
They should look at her like that because she'd be fucking up her live performances, and we need to talk about that as well.
I feel like you have something you gotta get off your chest because I don't know anything about that.
You never seen Alicia Keys perform live?
I don't like. That one clip where she goes.
Is it him?
This sounds like somebody punched her in the solar plexus.
Like somebody just slit her Achilles.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Like she just took a hard screen in a pickup game.
Oh! Nobody's calling out screens today.
Charging refs.
Can we communicate? Speaking of bitching at refs.
Now we're getting
Let's
here.
Talk about it.
Let's talk.
Let's talk about it. Ladies, a little bit of sports. You'll be all right. Go finger yourself or something.
Yo. LZ's drunk, guys.
No, I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk.
LZ, nah. LZ's officially drunk, guys, because when he makes me do the white man blinking face, when LZ makes me go the sauce has hit him in the cranium. It's done. And all I can say is God bless the rest of this podcast. because boy, my co-host is off the sauce.
Oh man,
the sauce got him, y'all.
Nah. You know what it is? Whenever I try to match Mike's toxic level,
don't do it.
Whenever I try to match his level,
you end up going off the
level
to
9,000.
You end up going into the abyss.
I overcompensate.
You know what it's like? You ever play Super Smash Brothers? And somebody hits you with a super strong, hit, off, you go flying
off the map.
You just turn into a star. That's his toxicity. Trying to meet my shit.
So I'm trying to match you. Oh, goodness gracious. I'm sorry, y'all.
This podcast has all the references you'll ever need.
Everything. Whatever you want, we got it.
So, ladies.
Never mind, I said that.
Or people who are generally uninterested in sports, I'm sorry. We're going to talk a little sports for a minute. Not just a tad. Just a tad, because literally, this is the only
sports. We didn't have much sports to talk about.
This is the only sports subject we got, because this technically isn't a sports podcast.
Yeah.
But also, this is a whatever the fuck we want to talk about podcast.
Exactly. And you knew that when you signed up.
And you knew that when you signed up, okay?
Yeah. But anyway, either way, you probably heard about this. So, yeah. James Harden and the Rockets are playing against the Warriors, right?
In the playoffs, in the semifinals, Western Conference semifinals.
Yes. So, if you pay attention to James Harden at all, you know that he constantly plays.
Let's give him his respect. Yeah. Before we start, James Harden, former MVP,
front runner MVP for this year as well.
Current MVP right now.
Yeah.
And then also a candidate for MVP this year. Mm. Amazing player.
Yeah.
Elite, one of the best players in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, top five for sure.
Top five for sure.
Not even gonna
argue with you on that. Yeah. Anyone. Mm-hmm. But if you watch the game, and even if you don't watch the game, if you just watch James Harden enough, you notice that he has a tendency to get a lot of foul calls. Mm-hmm. Not because he's getting fouled a lot, which I mean I guess he is, but because the way he plays, he looks for foul calls.
Yeah. He focuses more on getting the foul call than actually scoring.
What does that mean? Let's give an example. What? He's very good at going to the lane and, like, just looking for somebody to run into.
Yeah.
And so it's contact, so it's a foul.
Any
and
then, type like, of contact, he's over.
He'll sell it with a flail or something like
it's
that.
It's basically like watching 90 minutes of soccer. Is it not?
You're not going to shit on that beautiful sport.
Because I watched Liverpool score multiple times today. And your boy, every time he got anywhere in the box, on the grass. Every time.
Who's his boy? Who are we talking about?
The only nigga on the field. I don't even remember this nigga's name. He's a striker. What's his name?
Oh. You're talking about the leading scorer in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. Mohamed Salah.
No, not Salah.
Oh.
The other nigga.
Sadio
Mane? The one with the pushback hairline, dark skinned nigga?
Yeah.
Yes.
Every time he was in the
also
box.
Also a great
every time
scorer.
Not knocking anything.
One of the best strikers in
I'm
the world.
Just saying, every time he was in the box today, that nigga was on the floor.
Because them Spaniard niggas was killing him.
They're dirty.
Dirty.
They're dirty Catalonians.
Dirty. But anyway. not to get sidetracked again. Even though we did watch Liverpool lose 3-0, it's all right.
Yeah, that's what
niggas take their bumps. Niggas take their bumps and bruises.
We're gonna talk about it. We are playing Barcelona. Okay, Barcelona is the home of the greatest soccer player to ever touch a soccer ball in human history, Lionel Messi. That nigga you got us. He's the GOAT. Okay?
You think so, Lamont?
It's him and Ronaldo for me. It's like 1A, 1B.
In our lifetimes.
I'm still a Ronaldinho ass nigga, so he just couldn't finish. But
that's a dribble ass nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What?
He just couldn't finish. Nah. But that nigga had all the moves in the world, my boy.
That nigga had hella foreplay, but couldn't fuck. Nut fast ass nigga on the pitch.
Yeah. He's a nigga, he could fuck the shit out of you, but he had no idea where the clickers was. He couldn't tell you. Couldn't point it out on the map.
He's just pounding your elbow.
Just pounding.
This stick a hella dick in your thigh.
Hella dick in there, yeah. Hella dick in the fupa. I'm somewhere close.
I'm somewhere close.
You like it? I like it. I'm the fuck.
That's how Ronaldinho plays soccer.
As long as I get there.
As long as I get my nut.
Did you see that dribble move?
Did you see that?
Anyway. Yeah, anyway. We play Barcelona, home of the GOAT. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes you lose, man. And then, I mean, it happens, man. It's our first loss in, what, 20 games of play. Mm-hmm. It happens, G. You know, even the greatest teams in the world, you know, they catch their bumps. But we'll see them next week. That's at home.
Yeah, you
can't be mad. On the on-field pitch in England, you know, in front of the greatest fans of the greatest club in the world.
That's a lie.
Relax.
Yes. That's legally funded and not funded by child prostitution.
And opium.
And opium ranks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Manchester City. And so James Harden.
Now
let's get back on track.
Yeah. So basically, his whole game during the regular season, he looks for these fouls. A lot of times, if you're watching the game, it doesn't look like a foul. But the way he sells it makes it seem like it might be. And if you're watching it, you know, in real time, you might think it is.
And then
when you watch a replay slow motion 10 times, you're like, oh, that wasn't really a foul.
And then we have the benefit of watching it on TV. If you're a ref, seeing it, you're not going to know what.
Yeah.
You see his hands go, you're just going to give him that foul because he's James Harden. Yeah. Right?
So he's trying to do this in the playoffs where.
No fly in the playoffs.
Playoffs, NBA playoffs notoriously is more physical than any part of the regular season. They're going to let things go. They're going to let the players play. Because they're not trying to slow the game down. They want the game to be action, you know, action-packed. It's the playoffs. There's more viewers. More people want to watch more basketball.
Nobody rather than trying to sit around and watch free throws all day.
Yeah, it just doesn't. It for the viewer, it's just bad basketball. And then in general, it's just bad basketball. It doesn't. It fucks up the flow of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're actually in the game, then it's okay. You don't really mind it because it's whatever. But when you're watching, it just fucks up everything and it's all about the money.
Imagine if baseball had a seventh game inning stretch.
Imagine if baseball had fouls.
Oh, God.
Yeah, imagine if baseball had fouls.
And then every foul was an at-bat.
And not a foul ball. I'm talking about, even all right, fuck it. Foul balls are basically, they delay the game enough. So that's basically the same, to be honest. Niggas hit the ball, and if it goes outside the lines, it doesn't count. And niggas can do that all fucking day because there's no time limit. I still fuck with baseball, though.
That's why baseball's trash.
That's why baseball's trash.
2-1, whatever.
Anyway, so James Harden's doing this against, you know, the big debate right now is that the way James Harden is shooting the ball, right? Let's get down to it. He's shooting, is a debate whether he wants to, is he shooting to make it or is he shooting to get fouled?
Yeah.
Now, he does this from three where he shoots, but it appears like his body is going forward and his legs are kicking out in order
Which they are. You can't even argue it because you see him doing it.
In order to touch like the defender, creating contact, getting the foul. Mm-hmm. And they're not getting the calls. And they made like a big him and Chris Paul got ejected, correct? The first game?
At the very end.
There was like 4 seconds left.
Yeah.
He got ejected because they like contesting the calls, and then didn't they say they were auditing the game? Like they made a report. Like what did they do?
Yeah, they were auditing the game from last year that they lost. And they were saying there was like 81 missed calls and saying that cost them the finals.
Yeah.
When this was the Western Conference Finals, not even like the actual finals.
Right. Yeah.
So
they did that, and then now, like, the second game happened, and then they found out they got referee Scott Foster, who's a notorious referee. He's notorious for giving out technicals. He's notorious for not listening to the players. Like, he's, like, a hard-line, hard-nosed ref that's like, I don't really give a shit what they're talking about. If you even try to talk to him, nigga, it's a tech. Like, he's not trying to hear nobody's shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a real, like, he really beefs with Chris Paul and James Harden a lot. And now it was a big thing with that. And now it's like, oh, everybody's making a big, like, they're making a stink. Their organization's making a stink. The fans of the Rockets are making a stink. That everybody's cheating against them. And as the Warriors are cheating, they have an unfair advantage.
It's just a lot of crying.
There's a lot of menstrual bleeding.
Yeah, a lot of pussy hurting.
My pussy hurts.
Like, it's a lot of, like, like menstrual cramps going on here. And no disrespect to the ladies. I know cramps are...
We're going to have to start taking shots every time we say no disrespect to the ladies.
Yeah. This podcast won't be...
You have alcohol poisoning by the
way. No disrespect to the ladies. No disrespect to the ladies.
It'll be like, welcome to the not that...
No disrespect to the ladies, but make sure having a listen, pussy sucks.
Make sure you listen, rate, and subscribe.
Oh,
all
man.
Over the goddamn place.
We love you.
I'm going to get this podcast on track, I promise.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of that going on in.
Yeah. Well, whose side are y'all on? Do y'all feel like James Harden and Chris Paul and the Rockets have a reason to be like this?
I'm going to be fair, honestly.
Yeah.
There were some of those plays where he was getting fouled.
True.
Like he was.
Yeah, I know Klay Thompson fouled him like twice.
Yeah, like sure. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing like to give that up. But here's the problem I have. You can't do that when you're James Harden. Number one, you've been benefiting all year from getting these like ticky-tacky fouls called in your favor because you're looking for contact.
I have a stat on him real quick. He was fouled on 95 three-pointers this season, which was 61 more
than the second,
most.
You understand?
That's crazy. Like that just
you're not just nobody's like, fouling you that much.
Yeah, and then Scott Van Pelt actually. They broke down a video of James Harden when he shoots wide open. Mm-hmm. He barely leaves the floor.
He barely moves.
Like he just flicks his wrist because he's a shooter. He barely doesn't have to jumps. Do it. He barely jumps. He doesn't leave the floor. He just shoots and it goes in. Like mm-hmm. he's that good of a shooter.
But when
he's contested, he jumps high and he jumps out to and create the contact. So it's very obvious, but.
We know what you're doing, James. It's okay. And then, like, remember that video where somebody, like, nobody was even close to the nigga, and he, like, looked like he turned around like his throat was a slash. Like,
yeah, like, oh, yeah, Joe Ingles when he
tapped
his
beard. Yeah, I'm like, bro, are you kidding me? Like, when you do shit like that.
Yeah, it makes you very unbelievable.
Nobody wants to fuck with you, nigga. Nobody wants to fuck with you. You know what it's like? It's like the boy who cried wolf. Yep.
Exactly.
You do all year, you're like, wolf, wolf, wolf.
You over-dramatize
foul, foul, foul. And then they give it to you. They listen to you. They believe you.
Yep.
But when it really matters and a wolf shows up and you really get fouled.
Or when you really get hurt, like when Draymond.
Hits you in the eye. Nobody was.
Nigga, I didn't know.
Your eye scratched and you're bleeding out the eyes.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was both eyes. Did y'all know that?
I knew it was both eyes.
It was both eyes. So he injured both of his. One eye got cut and the other guy just got poked.
Mm-hmm.
Side note, Draymond Green has dookie fingers. So now, now what he's battling.
He did that same shit to LeBron in like 2016.
Exactly. Yeah, it was obviously unintentional. Like he was just going for a rebound and James Harden like jumped up and he like ran into his hand.
Mm.
Draymond got dookie fingers. So now James Harden is battling hepatitis C in both eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Hepatitis C in both eyes.
He has fecal matter.
He's going to have pink eyes.
He has fecal matter in both of his eyes because Draymond Green picks his booty and then gets back on defense.
He digs in his ass on D.
He's in his ass.
He digs in his ass and picks the floor. Let's go.
That's how he's intimidating.
That's how he gets hype.
He puts a line of dookie. he puts a dookie line under his nose.
A bump of doo-doo. He just does a bump of doo-doo off his fingernail. Warriors.
He's just so cutthroat. He's just so crazy. You never know what he's gonna do. So he's out here bumping Dookie. It's all bad.
And it's like, and then like James Harden's like, man, honestly, it just gets to the point like, man, James, fuck off.
Yeah, I don't. Like, I'm actually rooting for the Warriors now. I want them to sweep these niggas.
Exactly. Like, and I really would be riding with you if y'all didn't do all this extra shit afterwards.
Because
like,
nobody wants to see the Warriors win. Yeah. But when you act like this. And you cry like, I just want a fair game. And nigga, you get more fouls statistically than anyone.
And then you do the same thing to them.
Yeah.
They pulled up film. I saw on Twitter
where
they pulled up him. They're doing like egregious.
Worse.
James Harden is like literally stepping under Klay Thompson's feet.
There was one where
Klay Thompson. You can't do that.
Klay Thompson shot, you know, like a mid-range jumper. He pump faked. And Chris Paul is just backing into him. And when Klay leaves the floor, Chris Paul continues to back into him. Like, it was just all bad. It was very contradictory
of what they were complaining about. Chris Paul is one of the dirtiest piece of shit players.
He's the dirtiest loser. He's the dirtiest loser of all time.
He's like honestly, I know. All right, I know statistically, Chris Paul is a great player. I guess.
Yeah, it's that way.
But we really haven't talked about Chris. What the fuck did he really do? He hasn't been to a conference finals.
Not yet. They just lose it.
I thought he'd never been to a conference.
Did he go to one?
Yeah, they won. Remember when they were up 3-1 and lost?
A conference final?
Yeah, it was against the Warriors. That was the conference final.
Oh, that's right. He just went to that.
Well, he got hurt.
That's right. He just went to that one.
He got hurt, and then they lost. And then they lost.
Right. He's been to one conference final. Uh-huh. Right? So that obviously means no chips.
Yep.
He's constantly dirty. All I ever see this nigga is crying to the refs. Yeah. I don't like this nigga, man. Like,
It's weird when
he's a fraud. He's a fraud to me. He is. To me.
In the words of Sam Dusenberry, he's a point fraud.
Well, shout out to Sam Pick and Pop Podcast.
Yeah.
He's a fucking fraud. Like,
he's one of the dirtiest players you'll see who constantly cries to the ref. Like, it's really contradictory.
He's like...
Imagine Vontaze Burfict. From the wherever he plays now, I think the Bengals released him.
Yeah.
But he was the dirtiest nigga in the league. Imagine him complaining to the refs. Like, if you ever seen this nigga play, he be going for knees. He be hitting niggas with clotheslines. He plays like he's in the XFL. Okay,
that nigga takes off his cleat and smacks niggas with it.
Like. Nigga got a switchblade in his jock strap. Okay,
yeah, nigga.
The last thing he's doing is talking to a ref. That's like talking to the cops to him. He don't talk to them niggas.
Bro.
But Chris Paul, in basketball terms, does the same thing. He's a very dirty player. He does nothing right as far as like in the unspoken, you know, rules of basketball. Mm. He's just a dirty ass nigga. And as soon as he, you know, it feels like he's in a situation where he needs the reps, the first thing he's doing is crying, and it's very annoying. It's very annoying. So I don't want to see the Clippers win. I mean the Clippers. I'm thinking he's on the Clippers. I don't want to see the Rockets win.
Because fuck them now.
These two niggas just cry way too much. It's annoying. Yeah. It's very annoying. I hope they get swept. I don't even want these niggas to have a chance.
That's what they deserve.
That's what they deserve. That's what.
And it's 2-0 right now, so they're done.
Yeah, I think
they're done in the streets.
It's definitely a snap.
The series is over.
Yeah, that's super done. That's super done.
Because even if they win one, the Warriors are going to win the next one, and then it's going to be 3-1. They're not coming back from 3-1. So.
It's not happening.
That's crazy.
It's not that kind of story. Not this time.
Not at all.
Same story for James Harden though.
Yeah, he's a loser too.
Another loser.
You know, he's just getting a team for real.
Yeah.
Still a loser.
All the niggas that was on the same team as KD is losers.
Yeah, because honestly, even if this team was matched up against the Trailblazers, they still might have problems.
Yeah.
Think about it. Because this team probably would have been evenly matched against the fucking Thunder. As bad as they are. Matchup wise, they would match up with the Rockets.
Okay, for the
sake of argument,
for the starting five, maybe.
Yeah, they're not as deep.
Once you get into that bench, you got some issues there. Yeah,
I would still like to see the Rockets play the Thunder in seven
games.
Because
I don't have
that'd be interesting.
I'd have a problem with Raymond Felton against Austin Rivers.
I have a problem with it too, but also Russell Westbrook plays well against niggas he doesn't like, and I feel like for whatever reason, he wouldn't fuck with James Harden or Chris Paul. He don't fuck with them niggas.
That's funny. He really like, if he doesn't like you
when
he's on.
He dick, is. A, he like, turns into a dog. that would be interesting. That would be fun to watch.
I think he'd be playing the shit out of Joel Embiid.
What? He'd be trying to dunk on this nigga. He'd be stealing the ball from him in the post. He'd be doing everything right. Like, what the fuck is going on? If Russell was in the East and he was on a team that was, you know, we would have an issue.
We would have
a serious fucking problem. That's the only time he's good, when he plays against
the East. Nothing is a worse face than constantly losing to Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, exactly.
You might as well just off yourself at that point.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
man. But that's enough on sports.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
it.
All we're gonna do. We're not gonna beat you over the head with it.
We were already an hour in, and we've talked about two things.
Really? An hour? It doesn't feel like an hour. Are you having fun? Blink your eyes twice if you're having fun. I see you.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. But anyway,
we're so drunk.
So I'm not drunk. I'm chilling.
You are drunk.
I'm not drunk.
Yeah, you're there.
He's there. Yeah, you're there. I'm not there.
Okay.
I'm chilling. Okay. I'm chilling. Anyway, what did you say about Jay-Z?
So basically,
I didn't see.
I'll talk about it. Jay-Z was running into a bit of controversy because he just had... He recently had a Plan B, like his, not a Plan B, his B-side show.
B-side,
like,
I was about to say, what
It's
the
his
fuck?
Second B-side show where he basically does like the deep cuts, you know?
Yeah.
He did a concert at Webster Hall, which was like the grand reopening of Webster Hall.
That's where that
in
was?
In New York, yes.
Wow, so, that, you know, he really is that nigga.
That's an intimate setting.
Yeah, that
was dope. So the tickets are like $250. I almost was going to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
I really almost was going to do it, but I was like, apparently they sold out really fast.
Yeah, I would have went to that.
Yeah, I was talking to Madeira. She's like, when she was, as soon as they opened the line, like online, it was like 1,000 people in front of her to buy tickets.
Damn.
And, you know.
Slow.
It is what it is with that. You know, that's rough.
Exactly. She's the plug, so.
Yeah, she's the plug. So, if the plug can't get through.
Yeah, the plug ain't plugging.
What the fuck you going to do?
Yeah, slow.
So she did that. He was doing the show. He did a freestyle where he basically talked about like gentrification and in the hood, like how we as black people should gentrify our own hoods before they do it. And, you know, people have taken issue with him taking that stance. I'm going to see if I can play this for you guys. It's about 40 second little freestyle of during the B-side show. Let me see if I can play it. So that's a little piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he dropped a couple gems in there. So the main reason that people have taken like have taken issue with him taking this stance of like, you know, against gentrification is that, you know, being he's from Brooklyn, and Brooklyn, as we all know, is very gentrified now.
Yeah.
That he was instrumental in bringing, like, I won't say he was the face of bringing the Brooklyn Nets to Brooklyn.
No, he was the face of that shit.
Yeah, he was absolutely the face of the shit. Mm-hmm. So, of the Barclays Center and, like, instituting the Brooklyn Nets into the neighborhood and that.
Because he had niggas thinking that he owned the Nets.
Yeah, and it, like, basically kicked off gentrification in Brooklyn. Like, a lot of people being misplaced.
It just became like a hot spot.
Moving their homes and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So, that's why people had issue with that. Mm-hmm. So, I'm asking you guys, what do you guys think about that?
Think about gentrification in general, or
him
just
saying gentrify your own hoods? Are you cool with him that saying that now, even though he had to pass, you know, what he did with the Nets? What do you think about it? Like, do you think that, where do we stand with that?
Here's my thing. Hood, like, places in America need to be gentrified. And I mean, it would be ideal if they could be gentrified by the people who live in that community. Unfortunately, maybe gentrified isn't the right word. I guess just upgraded.
Exactly.
They need to be upgraded.
Do you want to know what the first of all, look at the definition of gentrify.
Yeah.
Gentrify: to renovate and improve a house or district so that it conforms to middle class taste.
And there's not. I like that. I like that definition.
Because, and gentrification,
because there's nothing wrong with middle class.
And gentrification is,
because middle class is ideal.
Middle class is not white. It's not black.
Exactly.
It's not Hispanic.
There's
no
color.
Middle class.
There shouldn't be a color on middle class.
Because right. it's
now, honest, but when you think about gentrification, you automatically think white because that's what happens.
It just, I mean, that's what it
because
is.
That's what it is.
That's what you see.
It's just a bunch of white people that move into a place where niggas used to be at, and then the white people are there like, hey, I live in North Philly. Like, the fuck out of here, nigga. Like, nigga, nobody gives a fuck. You're from Ohio.
You're from Lancaster, yeah.
From Iowa.
You're from Scranton, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? But,
from Dunder Mifflin.
Yeah, you want, yeah, come on, son. Get the fuck out of here. But there are certain places that do need to be upgraded. It's just unfortunate in the way that it happens.
And I feel like in that freestyle Jay-Z was speaking to, okay, mm-hmm. we can gentrify too. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's saying, like, gentrification is not an exclusively white thing. Mm-hmm. Black people can gentrify.
Yeah.
It's been done before by other communities. Mm-hmm. Asian people gentrify. They've done it.
Baby, yeah.
You know how they've done it? You've got Chinatown.
They take
you got
over.
Japantown. They yeah. had that.
They take over. Bro.
They had those places. And you know what they do? They keep it in-house. They don't do business with nobody else. They support each other. Mm-hmm. They stay within the community. And that fortifies it. Mm-hmm. And it strengthens it. You got Italians. They do it. Mm-hmm. Little Italy. Whatever. Like Russians in New York, they've done it. Mm-hmm. The Jewish community in New York, they've done it.
They do that
like,
everywhere.
Everywhere. So different sure. communities in Philly, whatever, mm-hmm. Chinatown, all that. That's gentrification
mm-hmm.
to an extent.
Yeah.
Like, in a more of exclusive, like,
yeah, it's more exclusive.
Not
yeah.
necessarily middle class, but it's to their own.
Yeah.
And they, it's like a fortress almost, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
They don't let nobody impede or invade upon it.
Yeah.
So
it's just, it's the stigma that when things are all black owned, it's just ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate that it has to be that way. But that's just, that's at this point right now, that's just the way things are. Like if you go to somewhere, a lot of shit in Willingboro is black owned. But a lot of people don't go there because like, oh, that shit ghetto. Like it just has to be, we just have to look at things in a different light. Like it doesn't have to be the way that we see it. I don't even know what I don't even know how I'm trying to explain it. Like,
we had to. Listen, we have to remove the apprehension to support each other in the black community.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so I think we always were kind of looking for a reason to not support each other.
Mm-hmm.
We literally look for a reason. Like, and sometimes you know we look at giving people support off the strength of being black as a bad thing.
Yeah. It's definitely, like Jay-Z said, it's crabs.
And it's
crabs
not a bad thing.
It's crabs in the barrel.
It's not a bad thing because a lot of other communities do it just mm-hmm. off the strength. And that's a big thing. Like, they're okay with that. Sometimes, all right, I'm going to give this black man this dollar because off the strength, he black and we fighting for the same things. We going to the same goal. We from the same whatever. We cut from the same cloth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it might not be the best service, the best product,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like continued support along
with...
will
help somebody get there. It'll help you.
It'll help them get there.
Yeah, because you got to start somewhere, right?
Like, yeah. You know, exactly. You got to start somewhere. So, yeah. I don't know. Now, me, as far as Jay-Z goes, I feel like it's an issue... I don't think it's an issue. But
you think people just don't like hearing it from Jay-Z?
I think
people... Like when he was like, you know what's better than owning 7 sports cars, a mansion, and having your own family?
Like
credit.
Oh, word? Word? Super rich Jay-Z?
Thanks, Jay-Z.
Thanks,
billionaire Jay-Z. Telling
for
me,
the gems.
Telling me that I have handed down credit, like fuck, like or debt,
like you're like
I'm
like,
in debt, nigga.
Like you're worried about credit, like yeah. That's how you got your come up.
Exactly,
flipping but. Houses, nigga. You was rapping, you rapped, nigga.
You rapped your way to the top, and you're telling me that I need better credit.
Yeah, just because you got your credit together
I think you're already stupid rich. People just don't want to hear from Jay-Z because you know
maybe
he's always telling us like you know we know niggas need to do better. But hearing it from a billionaire isn't really what you want to hear.
I guess. But sometimes you got to... Sometimes...
I'd rather hear from Jay-Z than
You got to look at the messenger, not the messenger.
I'd rather hear from Jay-Z than J. Cole.
But what has Jay-Z really done? Since he's saying all this, like mm-hmm. talking about redlining and all this, what has he actually done for the community? I don't know if he has been doing things.
The thing with Jay-Z...
He does a lot of things, but he does it quietly.
He doesn't like the media attention.
Okay.
Like, did you hear? Did you see the most? It's funny you said that. The most recent thing was how he donated or gave money to Nipsey Hussle's family or kids or whatever.
I thought that was true. I mean, yeah, I thought that was fake.
They said that people believe that Jay-Z came out and said it was a rumor just because he doesn't like to get any attention for it. I believe that. I think Jay-Z might have actually gave them money. But he doesn't want, he never, I mean,
his family, he said his family isn't going to need the money. Like, when he was rapping, he was like, his people are going to be good. Because he was doing already.
Either way.
Like, it's a good gesture, but what is he doing for the underprivileged, like, the black people?
Nah, he's doing things, like, I will say he does things.
Yeah.
But he's very subtle.
Okay. Because I know Beyonce does a lot in Houston. So.
Okay.
So I will give him that benefit of the doubt. But
they donate in silence.
It's just that it's hard for people to accept you giving me this rhetoric of owning your own thing where you kind of to them it looks like you were the original one that sold them out in the first place.
Exactly. I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I feel like it's kind of scary when you don't allow people. We're in an age where we don't allow people to learn from their mistakes. Maybe he was in a situation where he saw the Nets move as like the money move. And then when he realized it, he was like, oh shit, this is taking fucking black people out of the hood. Let me get up. And he separated. He's not really on that Nets shit no more. So.
Yeah, maybe he didn't know at the time.
Maybe he didn't know at the time.
He didn't see, like, the plan that was going to happen.
He didn't foresee it having that kind of effect, adverse effect on the community that he is from.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. It's hard, man. It's definitely a tough thing to talk about because I don't know why black people are... It really is a crabs in a barrel mentality, like... A lot of people want to do better, but when it's time to do better, niggas don't like change.
You know what that is? You know what happens? That's due to a lot of discouragement.
Yeah.
Because it's due to a lot of people seeing it. I don't like to give excuses, but yo, listen. We're so unique of a people. We're like the only people
who've been enslaved, who were enslaved for 400 years.
Enslaved and displaced. From a country, like, we know no country, we have no language. Mm-hmm. We don't have no language, we don't have no, like, we don't know anything about our past. Like, Italians know their past, Polish people know their past, the Irish know their past, Native Americans know their past, Asian people know their past. They know their ancestors, like, we don't know nothing.
Yeah.
All that was stolen from us. And then the psychological stuff that goes into that. And conditioning for years and years, and you're free now, supposedly, allegedly. Mm. And now you see people try to be upwardly mobile, and you just see years of that people trying that and failing or being like cut down. Like,
it definitely is.
Niggas try, like,
it definitely has an effect.
Like, niggas definitely try, like Black Wall Street,
yeah.
Niggas tried it. Niggas made an honest go of let's make
not even an honest go. Niggas were thriving.
Yeah, niggas
they blew that shit the fuck up.
They said, like, listen, we're gonna do this.
Yeah.
And they did it.
And they did it.
They made a community with banks and supermarkets and post offices, police,
everything.
All black, all self-contained. You know what the fuck happened? The fucking U.S. government, they burnt that shit, blew that shit up, burned it down.
Imagine how many of those we would have if that just survived.
They would never.
Like, everything would be so much different. But so, they don't, like, this country just does not want to see it. Like, this country hates when black people are just powerful. Like, what makes you think of fucking just black people in general? Like, did y'all see how Nick Bosa said he hates Beyonce?
I was just about to say that.
What the fuck? Why do you hate Beyonce?
Why?
Why would Nick Bosa hate Beyonce?
Like, for what?
Why the fuck? Dude, that's like me hating Cher. Why the fuck would I hate Cher?
He said it was because she always has to bring politics into things.
Nigga!
Like, that's...
What? Why does that concern you?
White people are so,
that
like,
shit... Undercover racist.
They're
like,
so...
They don't even understand... They don't even understand what racism
they're
is.
They're so...
Oblivious.
Oh, boy. They're like Chris Paul.
Exactly.
They like to offend. but never want to be offended.
But when, yeah, when
they're
when,
the king of offend, they're oh, they're yeah. the king of technical fouls but and they racism.
They can't clap and back like,
and like killing people and yep. shooting unarmed black men and. Yep. Killing trans black men and women and
oh, Lord.
Just destroying the black community from the inside out.
Oh, man.
But when Beyonce
God,
says...
God forbid Beyonce stop, puts up please. A fist. Please stop
please
killing
spare
us.
Spare us.
What the fuck is this bitch talking about?
she always has to bring politics.
Nigga, you see she got the Black Panthers at halftime? What the fuck is it? Like, come on, dog. Like, what? It's a shame, bro. It's a shame. I don't.
She's ruining my pure Super Bowl with her red dicks.
This shit makes no sense, bro. It's so sad. It's so sad. I don't. White people.
What's wrong with y'all?
I don't know. They just can't. A lot of them. They can dish it out, but as soon as it comes back in their face, they're like, "But I thought y'all wanted equality."
That's not how this works.
That's not how this works, baby.
That's not how it works, baby.
I don't know. Some white people get it. The ones that listen to this podcast get it.
Yeah, I just but, pray for your people. Man. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. We can only do so
your,
much.
Pray for your ilk. I don't know, man. Like them, those are some lost humans. Those are some lost. That's a lost group of
lost
people.
Lost cause, man.
Like I really like
lost cause. The real bad, like, bro. No, they get real. It's real bad, man. Especially the ones that are doing. God, especially like, the ones really? That are doing worse than black people, and they like.
And they don't even realize.
They don't
it,
realize
and they
it.
Don't want help.
Yeah.
Oh my god. They so don't want.
They don't.
They would rather like
suffer,
rot, and suffer in the gutter than see some niggas get some help.
Yep.
Like, they would rather live in squalor.
We say this all the time, but there's white people out there who just think niggas go to college for free, and I'll never get it. Like, what?
Yeah, like, why do you think that?
I don't...
Who told you that? Your other dumbass dad?
Your mother cousin?
Yeah.
Your mother aunt?
Your brother sister bad dad? Oh, the dumb nigga that pays rent in the trailer?
I don't know, man.
He pays parking fees?
I don't know, bro. I don't know where the fuck that rumor started, but I wish it was true.
Oh, your GED dad. Oh, all right.
Okay.
He told you that. The one who's never set foot on a college campus. Oh, yeah. He told you what's up.
Man, I don't get it. Speaking of weird shit, can we talk about this nigga the game? Oh, real quick.
Can you pull up that quote of him and his son?
Oh,
oh yes. My God. Because that's where it really started. See, we yeah, watching
where,
that shit.
That's where it really
and niggas
started.
Like, yo, what the fuck?
First of all,
is wrong with
before we
Taylor?
Go, before we get on this, I know everybody grieves differently. And that's perfectly fine. You know, some people go through different things when they grieve. And that's just that on that. But when you are the game, a notorious weird nigga, and you get more weird as the days go on, and it seems like you're starting to use somebody's death to resurface your own career.
I don't know.
That's when niggas gonna look at you sideways.
Yep.
Please.
So here's the. So
I want you to read it entirely, please.
This nigga, the game, put up a picture of his son standing next to a Lambo with Nipsey on the front. First of all, the car is fire. That shit was hard. So he says, quote. Woke up this morning and asked my son what he wanted to do for his 12th birthday. He said, can I stay home today and just ride around with you in the Nipsey Blue Lambo? He hashtagged the Nipsey Blue Lambo.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
His son
the
said
the Nipsey Blue Lambo.
His 11-year-old.
That's the first
his 11-year-old going on 12-year-old son.
Said, yeah, that's Nipsey
in the Blue. Nipsey Blue's Lambo. Jesus I said, Christ. Where you want to go? And he replied, I don't care, Dad. I just want to be with you and celebrate his life instead of mine today. That broke.
What type of what a selfish hold on. Thing for an 11-year-old to say?
Yeah, what a oh my goodness, what is he, Simba?
He doesn't want to go to the toy store. He doesn't want to get some
no.
Games.
He wants to ride around.
You know what, Dad? I don't want to go to the toy
and
store.
Celebrate
Dad.
Somebody else's life.
I
want to
read the
own.
Last writings of W.E.B. Du Bois today, Dad.
I want to read the
fuck out of here.
What?
Can we read some Langston Hughes before bed?
Yeah, before bed. Come on, Dad. So he goes on to say, that brought me to tears. Couldn't believe that came out of his mouth. And on his birthday, his only wish was to put himself to the side.
On his birthday?
On his birthday. His only wish was to put himself to the side in honor of Nip.
I looked down for a quick moment to wipe my face and said, and he said, chin up, dad. Hashtag.
No, he didn't. Oh, my God.
The game, 6-5, the game wipes his face and says, and his son says, chin up, dad. The marathon continues. Hashtag race flag. And that put a smile on my face, and I wish the world was there to see. I am so proud to be your father, son. I love you with everything God has instilled in me, and I am more than delighted to chauffeur you around the city on your 12th birthday. If you see us in traffic, throw a dub up. And yes, the marathon continues. In quotations. Oh, and he did ask me for a follow back. He tagged his son.
Did Jussie Smollett write this?
Yeah, Jussie Smollett wrote all of that. Jussie Smollett works PR for the game.
Clearly.
Two lying ass niggas.
The end. Yeah. That's how you should have ended that, because that was a fucking story.
And how.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, he's fucking weird, man.
What's wrong with this nigga, literally every day,
he's just posted, like, pictures of Nipsey. Like, I understand, like, things are going on. Like, he's grieving differently. But it's been a weird process for him.
He's grieving differently. Like,
and whenever something happens, it's like he like takes the next step. Like, look, I care more than somebody else. Or like,
he's always inserting himself.
It's just very extra.
Where nobody, he's inserting himself where nobody asks him. Like, nobody is sitting around asking, well, I wonder what the game thinks of this situation.
I couldn't fucking care less.
Where's the game at to give me his input? I really need to know what he's thinking right now. And he just barges in like a fucking plague. What's wrong with him?
I don't know, but
he just keeps popping up like fucking crabs.
That nigga's been weird. That nigga has been weird to me. I haven't liked that nigga for a long time. Of course, when he first came out, he was in G Unit, whatever, he was cool. But he just got weirder and weirder.
That was it.
I don't know what's wrong with him. You know what really turned me sour on that guy? When I saw him fingering that girl in the park.
Yeah, she was like a fresh ass 18.
Yeah, like super fresh. Like teenager.
Yeah.
I don't know about this.
And Jaycion, like, what's his name? Jaycion Taylor, whatever the fuck his last name is. He was like 30 at the time. Because I think he's 40 now.
Close to it.
He might be 40. He's old. He's not young.
He was in his 30s. Yeah. And the girl was like a fresh 18. Like,
yeah, she was very young.
She might still be in high school, that kind of 18.
Mm. He's a weird nigga. And he also, like, he's the type of nigga that...
Like, she just got her parking spot for high school.
Yeah.
Because she got her license.
Yeah,
she got her parking spot.
He's 39. So this probably happened like 4 or 5 years ago. Maybe. Ooh. That might not even been that long.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a fresh 18.
And, like, he was such a scumbag. Like, he was doing the shit where you finger the gun and you taste it.
And he was tasting it. Like, oh, wow, you taste good.
Wow, you taste 18
man.
Vintage.
Man, you taste so young.
So you're telling me there's a video of this?
It's pictures. You never saw it?
No, I never
saw it. Yeah, it was paparazzi. He's laying low.
Yeah, it's bad, bro.
Yeah, it's really bad. But I knew he was weird. Also, I knew he was weird when he was posting, like, the pictures in his underwear and, like, putting mad hashtags for his own dick.
The fucking, like...
That shit was weird, too.
The schlong pics.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
He likes attention. I mean, that's all it...
But it's weird. Like, it's, like, it's bad. Weird. Like, he likes attention more than Chris Brown.
He goes about it in the weirdest ways.
Yeah, and it's just, like... I don't know what's wrong with that nigga. Something's up with him.
I think I knew when he started hitting his weirdness. What made me hitting me up like, this nigga might be weird. Remember when he made that whole song about video vixens?
Yeah.
Just pouring out their business?
Yeah.
Like, why do we need that?
Yeah, he's definitely an exposure news type of nigga.
Yeah.
That's the worst kind.
Yeah, like, you can't, like...
Or you know what the game does? He unsends messages on Instagram. He's that nigga.
Oh, and be like...
Los Angeles Confidential has unsent a message. Like, what the fuck happened? Like...
Hey, yo, she keeps blowing me up, son.
Yeah, he's definitely that type of guy, yo. He's one of those niggas that... He's just a corny nigga that never should have got money.
Mm-hmm.
Simply put.
He's a corny nigga that got rich.
Yeah. Pray for him, cause he needs it. That guy is fucking weird. Speaking of fucking weird, though, have y'all seen at Take Them Draws Off?
Oh, the next president,
the fucking goat. All right, let's talk about it. If you haven't, this nigga got a set of twins pregnant at the same time, and apparently they're both fine with it.
That's
how do y'all feel about this?
Standing ovation.
Standing ovation.
That shit is fucking weird. That is like some scumbag coon shit, if you ask me.
Do you think so, though?
It's fucking weird. Two sisters. They're pregnant. No, son, he's about to have... They're about to be sibling cousins.
Yeah, that's weird. No, that's weird about it.
Like, sibling cousins?
They'll probably look the same. I mean...
They probably will.
So, yeah.
They're gonna look like siblings.
Like, oh, yeah. That shit is... That's your brother.
Brother cousins.
Brother cousin.
Sister cousin.
That's wild.
How do like how do y'all feel about this? I think
that's gonna be a weird upbringing.
I think it's weird. Yeah,
that's gonna be a very weird upbringing.
It's fucking ghetto.
Yeah, it's,
that's like you have different moms.
It's trash,
but the same dads. But your moms are sisters
that look exactly
that are
twins. Twins. Y'all know which mommy's mommy.
Exactly, I'm saying. So how did I think it's a hot ass mess. I think this shit shouldn't happen.
This no, it shouldn't happen.
It
needs
to be
this needs to be a one-time deal.
He probably told him, like, oh, yeah, I just love you so much. I'm obviously going to fuck your sister that looks just like you. I'm flattered.
Yeah, I think they were flattered. Obviously, these niggas is from the hood. They from the fucking slums. This nigga's a whole blood, by the way. Like, reps it very hard on his Instagram. I don't know. I think they're from Cali. So I think they're from like LA or something.
Wild. Like that's
they from yeah. These some wild ass niggas.
I can't even. I don't. I have nothing to say. Like
imagine that in your own family.
I could.
What would you do?
I would just laugh. I mean, there's nothing else I can do.
What can you do? Change your name, maybe. Move.
I'm not associating myself with that.
Yeah, that's.
Probably... I don't know them niggas. I don't know them niggas. Like that shit is just. That's fucking weird, bro.
Yeah.
Twins carrying.
I don't know what's worse, him for doing it or her.
Or them for letting it happen.
Yeah, the two sisters for letting it happen.
Definitely, at least for me, it's worse for them. Because it's just like.
It is, as a man.
One of them had to get pregnant first.
Exactly.
One of them, like, so you saw this one got pregnant.
Yeah.
Or you saw this one was having raw sex with her.
Yeah.
And you decided to follow up by also having raw sex with the same nigga?
But also at the same time. What? He was having raw sex with two women at the same time.
Very dirty.
That is fucking. That's trifling, my nigga.
That's trifling.
That's how people catch stuff.
That's exactly how.
That's how people catch stuff.
The textbook way.
That is one of the only ways.
He kept it in the family, though, so I mean.
Oh, my
yo.
God. That doesn't make
family it. Family that itches together.
Stays together.
Stays
that's
together.
That's fucking nasty. Like.
P-U.
And he went viral. As of right now, he has like 40,000 followers.
Oh, he's going viral.
Yeah, he's gonna be on TV soon.
Oh, he's going.
Like he's gonna be all over
going
Twitter.
Real viral.
He'll start rapping soon. There's gonna be a song. There's gonna be a song out in no time.
That hurt viral.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that motherfucking
that hurt viral.
he viral, no deficiency viral. That shit is that motherfucking Atlanta flu.
Oh my. Yeah, you don't want that.
You don't want that.
I don't want no parts of that. Yeah, that's the food that don't go away.
Mm-mm.
But
that Johnson Theater cold. You don't want that.
I don't know. I mean, they're cool with it. The two women.
Yeah. So I mean,
what's wrong with them that makes them think that's cool? That's also disturbing.
It's just ghetto. Like,
it's some hood shit, bro. Man. Like, it's a lot of hood niggas out there, hood women out there that would never imagine doing no shit like this.
I feel like this obviously ain't the first time this happened, though. Do y'all think this is not the first time it happened? It's the first time it's been documented and viral. This happened before.
I had to.
Because there's a lot of ghetto twins out there. That's true. What do they call it? What do they call it? Irish twins.
No, but these are twins. Irish twins are when they're within the same year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But
what is this called? This is ghetto ass twins? Nigger twins?
No.
Nigger twins?
No.
Negro twins?
No.
I don't know. Mm. Nasty.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's just wrong.
Would y'all do that?
Absolutely not.
I thought you were about to say absolutely.
Oh no.
That's a lot of stress. I don't think he's gonna be a good father. It's gonna be bad.
Oh, you don't think take them drawers off is gonna be a good dad? Word.
I'm just
you don't
saying.
Think he's I ready to step up for fatherhood responsibility.
Maybe he will.
With two kids.
Maybe he will.
Shit, nigga.
I don't know. Good luck to them because they fucking need it. I don't know. They'll end up on fucking Breakfast Club or something. This ain't gonna go away. Because they're pretty pregnant, actually. So, like, they're about to pop soon.
Like, they're actually kind of far along.
Yeah. Oh, man. Speaking of good fathers, did y'all see the nigga who shot his own dog? Because the dog allegedly bit his daughter in the face. And he had an issue with it. So he took the dog out back and shot that nigga in the mouth and killed it.
Okay.
Now, apparently, the daughter was, messing with the dog, whatever, playing with the dog, and the dog probably got a little frustrated, as dogs do, and bit the daughter in the face.
Bit the daughter in the face,
that
huh?
was fucking loud, nigga. What's
Sorry.
The bit the daughter in the face, but there's pictures. It wasn't anything crazy. Her face was a little bit red. There was no bite marks. She wasn't bleeding anything. And he actually documented this on Instagram. He put on Instagram a whole post about how he's not going to let anybody mess with his family. He doesn't care what kind of animal it is or who it is or whatever. If you mess with his family, you got to deal with the consequences. And apparently the consequences were shooting his dog in the fucking mouth. Which brought me to my question. Should you be able to kill your own animal legally? Is that something? Is that a choice you should be able to make? Because people do put their animals to sleep when they're like sick or something like that. That's usually the case. This nigga took shit into his own hands. And straight up,
listen, I'm no like animal rights activist at all, by no stretch of the imagination.
Yeah,
but then and even still, you shouldn't be able to just frivolously kill your animal or your dog or your pet.
Yeah.
Like, if the dog like poops in the carpet too much, don't fucking murder it and fucking
that's basically,
you say, you know what's gonna be next to this poop? Your fucking brains.
Bow. Cacao.
Black cow. Black cow.
That shit is crazy.
Like right next to your brains is the fucking poop. How about that? Bet you'll pick it up in the afterlife. Fucking
you better pray all dogs go to heaven.
You better pray.
Cunt.
Like, Jesus.
That's what he said to his dog.
Drunk.
That's what he said to his dog. That's what he said to his dog.
Oh, okay.
Allegedly. Yeah. No, that's what he said.
Allegedly.
No, he said it.
So
that's just weird. I got from that. He would kill his family.
What? Where you
son, he
how would, do you leave from he, an animal? An
he
animal
would dog, if you can maliciously kill an animal like that,
it's not malicious.
A domesticated animal. Any animal, for that matter. Because when you see kids that like torture like rats and shit, those are the ones that become killers.
That's torturing rats. He
this
had
nigga,
a,
bro.
He killed a dog.
He shot
for
a
reason.
Dog. He shot
he
his
call. He shot.
It wasn't a dog. It was his own dog. It was his own.
It was his
bro,
dog.
This nigga has anger problems. There's something wrong with him. His wife, his wife can't even look at him wrong. I'm telling you, bro.
I feel like you are reaching.
I'm not reaching, bro. This shit is
immensely.
This shit is no. There's something deeply rooted wrong with this nigga.
So because he killed this dog
and then went on Instagram and
because he felt that the dog assaulted his child. You think he would then in turn kill his family?
I wouldn't. If I'm related to that wife and the daughter, I don't feel safe with that nigga around my family members.
Why?
Would you?
Yes.
Oh, he shot a dog in the face.
It's dog.
His
it's
own
a,
dog.
Oh, we gotta stop. We gotta
his
stop. We gotta
his
stop.
Own Mike.
We gotta stop.
His play. Own right, dog. Listen. Yeah, it's just a dog. I get it. It's just an animal. Whatever.
It is.
Whatever.
No.
Dogs
you're not
get
understanding.
Hit, dogs get hit by cars and nobody even stops. I get
right.
that.
But it's a dog.
It's his own dog.
But you can get another
in his
one.
Own house that didn't even really do anything.
I mean, whether
I'm not,
okay.
I'm
whether,
not, whether, I don't feel safe with that nigga around my family.
Whether or not.
I'm looking at him crazy forever.
Whether or not the dog actually did something worthy to be killed, I hate to say it, it sounds crazy, it's irrelevant right now.
Hmm.
But the owner felt that this dog killed, like not killed, but injured her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He believed that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not wrong based off that belief to want to like get rid of the dog.
The dog.
It's about protecting your children.
He didn't have to kill the dog though.
He
I mean, that's
have
what
to
I
fucking
kill
the dog.
He could have. No, you don't have to do anything.
And even if he doesn't kill his family, I feel like he would harm his own family. Like, he's not. He that nigga is not safe.
Yeah, the threshold for him killing his dog seemed pretty low.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he's resorting to violence pretty
early.
God
forbid his wife cheats on him, or he catches her out with another man, or anything to make him upset. Because clearly, that nigga's patience level is non-existent.
Yeah.
Those are the type of niggas that do it. And it happens so often. So often. Niggas just snap and kill their families. Like, that shit happens way too often. So, for me, this is a red flag. That shit is crazy to me. You're offing your own pet in your own backyard and then putting it on Instagram saying how you're not going to let anybody touch your family. Nigga, it was a French bulldog puppy. I wish y'all could have saw this dog. It was so small. He murdered it. It's not like a German shepherd bit his daughter's face off. If that's what happened, that dog had to go. But if you see the pictures of his daughter, and then his wife, who was on Teen Mom, I forget her name. She was on Teen Mom. Mm-hmm. She went on Instagram or whatever she was on and was like, I cannot believe he killed my dog. She had a picture of the dog and her daughter. The dog was small. Her daughter's face was a little red. That was it. Like, that shit was not cool. Like, I don't trust that nigga. If I'm her, if shit been going wrong, this is the third strike to me. You got to get the fuck up out of here because it is not going to end well now. First of all, he's going to jail anyway. This is a crime. You can't just kill dogs. You can't just shoot dogs and go on Instagram and tell about it. Now, if he shot the dog and nobody knew about it, he would have got away with it. Even
just
fine.
Went about his business.
Yeah, it went about his business. You can get away with shooting a dog and nobody will know.
No,
you can shoot a dog exactly. You can probably shoot a dog in broad daylight and people probably mind their business. But if you put it on Instagram,
if you have a confessional,
if you
like
put it on
like
Instagram,
it's a, like it's a reality show.
Yeah, you can't put that on Instagram, okay? And then it goes viral. You're gonna get the police are gonna knock on your door.
They're at your step.
Like. Michael Vick, can you please come on, take a seat. I'm Chris Hansen. Take a seat over here. Like it's curtain free. You're going to jail. He's probably gonna do like 2-3 months. You know, it's gonna be a slap on the wrist. But you can't do shit like that. It's just weird, and it should be a red flag for the rest of the family. Because if I'm related to that girl, I'm telling her like, yo, I don't feel safe around this nigga. Because he shoots French bulldogs. that's not normal at all. Do y'all feel Lamont? Do you feel the same way?
I feel the same way.
That's not normal behavior.
After you explained it.
Like what do y'all think it would have been better if he just choked the dog?
I am Legend style.
Just put the dog in a full Nelson and was just
in a motherfucking headlock and just and squeeze the life. No, that's even more sadistic.
I was gonna say that might be a little bit more concerning.
My dog bit my daughter in the face, so I put him in a full Nelson.
I had to feel his lifeless body in my hands.
Figure four, the dog to death.
He got a dog in a crystal and blow across his face.
Put him in a Kimura lock.
I 619 my dog, killed him.
619. I pedigreed the mutt into concrete. Busted his face open from a snout to his jaw.
I put my Corgi on the last ride.
It wouldn't even, by the time I was done with that mutt, he couldn't even eat mashed potatoes if I wanted to. It'd be too rough for him. He had to eat his kibbles and begging strips through a straw.
Through a fucking straw. Wet food only.
Wet iams only. He'd have to eat actual cat food, actually.
Niggas out here pedigreeing dogs, bro.
Yo.
Oh, hitting dogs on the walls. Hitting dogs on the walls of Jericho. Oh, man. 5-star frog splash on the dog.
You shit it on the floor again?
Off the top rope. Ah,
hit the dog with a spinneroonie. Five times I told you to not shit on the carpet. Boom.
Oh my god.
Now it's just so different.
Dogs ain't safe out here, bro.
Somebody make this where it's just mad wrestling moves.
On dogs.
You just pick up a dog. This is wrong. This is abuse.
It's abuse. You know what else is abuse? Shoot your dog in the face. That's abuse. Niggas gotta go to jail.
I'm not. I'll be pissed.
But if I see a compilation of somebody,
I promise
doing
you,
wrestling moves on a dog, I'm gonna laugh.
As I much promise as I love you, dogs. If I go to jail off some dogs,
you can't just shoot dogs.
Dogs.
You can't shoot domesticated animals in the face.
Yes, you can.
You can't just shoot a cat.
Why the fuck not? Do you have a gun and a cat?
You can't. I don't like cats.
If you have a gun and you have a cat, then you have shooting a cat in the face. Unless the cat doesn't have a face to shoot off.
You can't just do that.
Right? I'm shooting the shit out of the cat.
It's not like a squirrel. It's not.
I'm shooting the shit out of a squirrel if I can hit it.
Squirrels are another animal that's overpopulated, so you can do that. You can't just shoot squirrels. I mean, I'm sorry. You can't just shoot cats. You can't just shoot dogs. Like those, I don't know. Those animals just cannot. They're untouchable. Like you don't put a, you can't put a Glock in a fish tank and off a fish. Don't just do that. Like obviously you're not gonna go to jail for that, but that is fucked up. That's statistic, and you need to do time if you're out here shooting goldfish. Like you can't, if you're out here shooting clownfish in the mouth, something needs to happen to you.
Clownfish. You just busting
caps and clownfish.
Busting caps off and finding Nemo.
You can't. No, something needs to happen.
Nah, bro, you can't. Oh boy.
Oh man, my stomach hurts.
That's terrible. Oh,
my stomach hurts.
I would pay to watch somebody jump off the top of a cell onto a corgi, though. On top of a German Shepherd, just just Jeff Hardy jump on top. But last but not least, two things that happened this week. It was a lot of mess, a lot of drama. Game of Thrones.
Woo!
That shit was crazy.
So, how does it feel to actually be on the right side of history?
It feels good.
Watching after Game all of this Thrones, time, man.
You could probably go back to like our third episode when you're telling me about it. But it's a pretty good show. I was sleeping on it, but I'm finally awake now, so it's pretty cool. I mean, we're not going to do any spoilers, but dope show. You definitely need to get into that. Get a piece of that. It's pretty good. Lamont, you watch it, right?
Yeah, I watch it. I've been watching since day one.
Really?
Yeah.
So you started watching episode, like, you know, when it first came
episode
on?
Episode one when it first came on.
Wow.
How the fuck do you get put onto that? Like,
My family had the books for whatever reason. I don't read books. I don't care about books.
But I say, who the fuck reads books? What are you, a fucking bookworm, nigga?
What are you,
a
fucking goof?
What are you, a fucking duke? What the fuck? I can't remember the last time I read a book. But.
No, I actually hate to read. I obviously can read, but it's just not. Reading isn't fun.
Yeah. So your family had the books.
My family had the books.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, the shows or the books are pretty good, so you should probably watch the show.
Yeah.
And it took off from there.
Yeah, I remember my boy Lamar put me on around, I want to say 2012, 13.
Been watching ever since.
Been watching ever since, man. It's the greatest thing ever. Greatest show. GOAT show, man. And when I mean GOAT show, I mean GOAT television show. I mean, you're Walking Dead, fuck out of here. Breaking Bad, nope. Sopranos, The Wire, cool, close, but still no.
Yeah.
None of it touches this shit. This shit is amazing and well written. The characters are fleshed out. Oh my god. Like, did you catch all the callbacks? How couldn't we catch all the callbacks throughout this new season so far?
I actually had to like look them up and like see them explained to me, because I was like, oh, I already forgot about
it. And the symbolism and what the characters mean. And
yeah, I know there's a lot of foreshadowing as far I know, I think the Red Woman or whatever her name is. Mm-hmm. I know she had said something to...
She was talking about the eyes.
Yeah, she said something to... What's her name? Arya? Is that her name? She said something
to... Green eyes, blue eyes.
Yeah, and that was in like the third season.
Yeah.
So like little shit like that, like those are the details I miss out on, like as to why that woman was in there and why it was her that ended up killing, you know, whatever. But it's definitely a well detailed show. Pretty dope. Pretty dope.
Absolutely well detailed. I can't wait for more. There's only 3 episodes left in the season. I'm very saddened about this.
Yeah, this is it, right? This is the last
season. This is it, man. And last then, season. I don't know what to do. I'm not going to know what to do.
Luckily, they got the prequels coming out. I don't know if you know
about
that.
Yeah, there is prequels coming out. Really? Right.
So, like, what? Like, little in-between stuff that...
Like, stuff before we started the show. Like, the the past families, like the Targaryens.
Oh, okay. So how they even started, shit like that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's something. Right. Something.
Don't J.K. Rowling that shit and just have Jon Snow likes dicks in his ass. Don't do that.
Huh?
You don't see what J.K. Rowling does on Twitter?
Yeah. No.
She releases...
Said, Dumbledore was having this intense relationship with this other character, male...
You
character.
Didn't hear about that shit?
She just gained them all.
Like, she just gazed out characters and, hey, Harry Potter, fingers in his mouth. Like, what? Why the fuck would he... What? Like, she was, just weird shit like that.
Ron used to strap the shit out of him.
Yeah, man, you wouldn't believe this. This wasn't in the books.
They used to get that blanket of invisibility and go to town.
This wasn't in the books, but Dumbledore used to jerk off in the beer in the birch beer.
All you can hear is
in the butter beer.
The beds squeak and you can smell the sweat.
Yeah, butter beer it was baby batter. What the fuck? She releases little gems like that. I don't know why.
Every time the sorting hat gets put on a new kid's head, it ejaculates onto it.
it's
actually masturbating.
I'm telling you, bro, she, literally, weird shit, characters being gay and bisexual, she's been putting out gems like that. I don't know why. So hopefully they don't do that with Game of Thrones, just start throwing shit off.
They already have, gay characters and all that.
Yeah, but
I'm not sure if they can...
Yeah, but at the same time, they might start throwing little wrenches in there just to say shit, just to make things more interesting.
Hope not.
Yeah, you gotta hope not. But last but not least, we gotta talk about Endgame a little bit. We've all seen Endgame here, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is the threshold over? Can we talk about it yet?
Fuck it. Yes. All right, listen.
It's been almost a week. So
spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen it yet,
turn this shit off right the fuck now. Right now, all right? Because I'm about to spoil it in 3. You got 2 seconds. You got 1 second. How'd y'all feel about Iron Man dying at the end?
That hit hard.
That hurt me.
Especially when Spider-Man came back and was like, Mr. Stark, we won.
Yeah, we won.
Mr. Stark.
You know,
it gets me every time.
It hit me once he asked Strange, 1 out of 14 million, right? And then he kind of asked, how does it end? He's like, if I tell you, it's not going to happen.
He was like, and I think he looked like he kind of knew then.
No, yeah, Strange knew. That's what I'm saying.
No, not Strange, but he knew.
Iron Man, I don't think he knew.
He was like,
I don't think he knew.
I don't think he knew. I think he was just like, all right, yeah, he's ride this out.
He was like, okay.
No, because you can tell he's kind of telling him, listen. He's like, listen, if I tell you, it's not going to happen.
You're not going to do what
I'm
at. So
it's going to be really bad for you. I think he knew, he's like, fuck,
that's
really?
When it, well, that's when
like,
it really
fuck hurt. It, let's go. Let's go hard then.
That's when it really hurt, man. Seeing him go like that. But I see a lot of people that were saying they thought it was regular and da 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 da. They didn't think the movie was that good. I thought it was amazing. They were saying that the movie wasn't. I saw a lot of people saying the movie
Endgame
wasn't good.
Was great.
That shit was amazing. Especially Endgame if you watch really the other good. Movies and you see how it tied in and why things happened the way they did. They had no choice. Of course, it wasn't going to be action packed because niggas had shit to do. Okay, niggas had to get all the Infinity Stones back. There's not going to be a lot of fighting in those scenes. Okay,
the fact that they got all those stones back was great,
sensational,
and the way they did it
amazing. Literally did it the only way possible.
And when Captain America and Iron Man went back in time again, they were just like, "Ah, nah, we messed up. We got to do it again.
Come on, we got to do it again." Dog, it was so good. It was so good. Man, and then when what's her name had to get sacrificed in order to get the Soul Stone,
I knew that was
cool. I forgot it was gonna happen.
Oh, I forgot that. So I was like,
that was
shit,
the one stone.
Die.
That was the one stone I really forgot about. I was like, oh yeah, they go to the mountain, and then when they got there and they saw the dude, I was like, fuck.
Did it fuck you up when Thanos died so early?
It super did. Fucked
I was
me
like,
up.
Yo,
I was like,
whoa. Over?
I was like, it's kind of early.
I'm like, he just.
And then the way he found out, genius.
Yeah.
Genius. He found out in the fucking past.
Fucking Thor got fat.
Thor got fat.
Fat Thor was great.
Fat Thor was amazing. Nigga was playing Fortnite and was cussing people out.
No, listen.
It was great.
Thor's interaction with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I love it. At
top
the end where he was like,
top
everybody team. Knows
everybody
who's in
knows.
Charge. Yeah.
They know.
He's like, me, right? Oh, of course, you. Of course. As Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. I was like, I need a spinoff. I just need
they need
a mini Netflix special. Just give me three episodes
of Thor and Guardians. Of
this. I need it so bad.
Hilarious. Yeah, Thor is definitely one of the better characters. I don't know when he became so funny. And they just kind of rolled with it, I guess.
After like the second movie, because the second movie no one really liked that much.
Yeah.
Then they came out with the third movie. Yeah. It was more comedic.
They just rolled with it. They're like,
the jokes are good.
Yeah, he's kind of like a Spider-Man type funny. Like, It's dope. I like it.
I like how they use jokes in these movies.
I do too. The comedic relief is definitely a good.
How do y'all feel about Captain Marvel? I didn't really care for her.
I didn't see her movie.
I didn't see her movie either.
But.
How did she just come out of nowhere? Where were?
Well, she was in a different universe. Oh, a different galaxy. She travels galaxies.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like
the bitch was on her way the whole time.
So, but doesn't she? All right, so she doesn't notice that this huge shift in power in the universe.
Yeah, she did. She showed up on time. I mean, she was late, but
she was pretty damn late.
Are you talking about for this movie or the last movie?
I say, picture this: if she's in a different galaxy, right? And my man has on the Infinity Gauntlet, which has the power to, it's the power to control all the galaxies and reality and the universe and all that stuff. Wouldn't she be able to detect that kind of power?
I guess, for the sake of the movie, no. But, yeah, she should be able to.
Yeah.
You would think she would be
able to. Like, since they're, the five super Infinity Stones that control all aspects of reality itself have been now concentrated into one place. Nobody can know a super being of her magnitude. She can't detect that or what?
That's a good point.
That's a very good
point. But she did show up
after she got the the pager from Samuel Jackson.
Yeah,
she showed up it was good.
I like how strong she is, but I also like how Thor can beat her ass. I'm not the word. Thanos. I'm sorry.
Nah, Thanos was getting worked by her though.
He was, but he got some. He got his hits off.
He got his hits off, but she.
He got his hits off.
He was getting lumped up by Scarlet Witch. He had to call.
Onslaught. When she was like, "You." What did she say to him? You took everything from me. He was like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" Bam! Started hit with a thunder. But that shit was great, man. That shit was amazing. I loved it. I don't see how people can say it was a bad movie. Like, it was everything I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Now, it was a 3-hour movie. That's fine and everything, but.
But it wasn't a wasted 3 hours. There wasn't anything like
that. It had a story to tell. It got every plot point handled the way you kind of wanted to see it happen. And then.
I like how there wasn't.
It was very business.
Yeah.
Routine, like. Exactly. You know?
I like how there wasn't like a corny montage where they just go and get all the stones.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, like we got all the stones. Like, no, they went. No stone left unturned. No pun intended, but. She was dope, man. 10 slaps out of 10. I loved it. If you didn't like it, you just.
So, what are they saying next in the MCU series is going to be like.
Black Panther 2.
Spider-Man.
So another Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man movie comes out.
Fuck. They introduced an LGBTQ character in the movie?
No, it was the guy in the beginning.
Yeah.
You remember the guy in the beginning with Captain America talking about his date and they were crying?
Yeah.
He was talking about a date with a guy.
Yeah, with a guy, apparently. And then
people were upset, like, they needed more LGBT.
But also that character was only played by the executive producer.
That was the director.
Yeah. So it was played by him, but it's not, obviously he's not going to play the character.
Oh yeah, he's not like a superhero. Yeah. He's
just
a dude.
But he will be. So I think he's eventually, whoever that character is, he's going to get his own movie.
Cool.
That random guy? Yeah. They said that was he's playing it for now. But I think he's going to get his own movie, whoever that was.
Oh, okay.
Not exactly.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work out, but apparently that's what it is. So, don't know. I have no answers. I don't know, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think the movie's pretty good. I don't know what exactly they wanted. I don't know if they wanted a superhero flying around with a dick in their butt, but...
You did a lot of references to that type of life.
What? I just don't know what exactly type of representation they wanted.
Who?
The LGBTQ. as far as in the movie. Yeah, like, because it is what it is. I don't know what exactly you want to change.
Like, there wasn't any, like,
I'm not even saying that in a malicious
relationship in the movie.
Exactly. I'm not even saying that in a malicious way. What type of, you know, what did you want? Like,
yeah, what do you want to really see out of that?
It would just have to be forced in there.
Yeah, and that would just ruin the movie.
That would just be trash.
Yeah,
I mean, to be honest.
Doo-doo. Like Draymond fingers.
Does anybody else, do we have anything else, guys?
No, I think that's it. I think we got all our jokes off. Got my rocks off. I'm pretty good now.
Problematic Elzy.
Problematic Elzy. This is the Elzy episode today. What? He took off flying, boy.
Nah, man.
Shout out to you.
Nah, I'm chilling.
All right, you already know what it is, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everybody who supports the podcast. You know where you can find us on our individual Twitter and Instagram at Mike Lil Key.
At DJELZEE.
That's Twitter and Instagram for us. Follow the podcast on Twitter at NTSPod, on Instagram at NotThatSeriousPod. Mm-hmm. You can catch us on our website, NTSPodcast.com.
Where
you can donate on our PayPal, throw us a couple dollars.
Yes, you can.
And you know, you'll be helping brothers out. We're looking to make some upgrades in equipment as far as transitioning into visuals on YouTube.
Coming very soon. I've actually been working on that. Mm-hmm. So
And speaking on that, I've been working on designs for the merch. So new merch coming soon. But if you want to see the merch we got, you can go on NTS
Podcast. It's still available,
maybe.com. We still have merch available. Yeah. So check that out if you want to. And you, on that website, you can see all the platforms we're available on. We're available on damn near all of them.
I can't even think of anything we're not on.
Yeah, honestly, at this point,
we're just not on the radio. That's about
it's
it.
It's dope that, like, I used to be like, my main thing is like, please let me just get on Spotify or iTunes and I'll know we're doing something legit.
Yeah.
And we're finally doing that. And it's like so reassuring.
Yes, it is.
You know?
It's great.
So, so check us out on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on SoundCloud. TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio. Stitcher Radio. All that type of stuff. Make sure you listen, rate, subscribe, leave a review, leave a message, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell one more friend. Hit us with a retweet. Hit us with a like.
Yeah.
Put us on your story.
Yeah.
Show love, because we'll show love back all the time. And also, I would like to thank our guests for the night.
Yeah. Lamont. Let the people know I don't know if you don't even be on Instagram. Like
I don't be on Instagram.
What's your Twitter?
At Vino Monty. You know, you can find some things about soccer if you don't like that.
Soccer and
just some
and
random
medicine.
Jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Soccer and medicine. How's that work?
So you already know what it is, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. That's been another episode, guys. See y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.